Okay. Next, election of 2020 KPFT LSB officers. Do we have any nominations for the chair to be the chair?
Request for information. What is the protocol that we are going to follow to go through this process? We've had one in the past, but I don't know what.
Well, we do have somebody who wants to speak to elections over here. Please rise, and, Mr. Davis. Well, we're going to elections.
All right,
you wanted some time.
I did. Basically, I want to tell you the procedure we're going to use for all the elections as STVs required in the Pacifica bylaws. What we're going to do is we have ballots that we'll hand out, and someone was kind enough to make. Someone was kind enough to make some ballots that are just simple pieces of paper with lines. And of course, some of you may have used these ballots.
Mr. Garth,
please.
Would you please?
Somebody
quiet.
Those of you who've used these ballots in the past,
please.
It's up to this body to decide which ballots it wants to use. I have no preference. The importance is what's going to happen is there's going to be some kind of process by which you allow people to talk and decide what you want to do. Then the ballots will be displayed. We're going to hand everybody a ballot. You're going to use STV, means you're going to rank your choices depending on which one. We'll explain how to rank it at the time. Then we will go around and we're going to have a little container. We'll pick all the ballots up. This will happen for all the elections. And then once they're all collected, we're going to put them probably off the floor in the middle here for anybody who wants to watch can watch and take pictures. You can take pictures of the ballots once they're in. But once they've been taken in, that's it. If you're worried that you're not confident in marking your ballot, I don't know if I'm ranking this right or whatnot, ask before you turn in your ballot. And make sure that I'll answer your question. I think Bill has volunteered to be my second. And we'll both look at it and we'll tell you, well, is it clear or not? And we can tell you what it is. The point is that we're not going to announce that to anyone. But if you're concerned, ask. Because I don't want an invalid ballot. Because if we get a ballot, it looks like you have two ranked one choices. You have no ranked one choice. You can only have one ranked one choice, one ranked two choice, one ranked three choice, et cetera, whatever. So be sure to be clear. Once that's done, we'll go through the STV process. There's going to be a certain number of votes required to fill in any given seat. We'll go through the counting process. You can watch that all happen. This is all written out in the procedures guide. And then we'll give you the results, and the results will then be put in an envelope and handed to the secretary. It's up to the secretary to return that to the Pacifica National Board for the records keeping. And that's pretty much it. So you will need to decide if you want to use the ballots that were kindly submitted, their lines, that's fine. If you want to use mine, that's fine. You seem to decide what you want to do.
May I ask a question? Can the person that helps you instead be like a member of the public so that it's not a member of the board? I think that's a better idea.
It's up to the board to decide who the judge and the seconds are.
Okay.
I have volunteered to be a judge. You do not have to select me. You don't have to pick me.
You can
take whoever second you want.
From what I understand, that there's a you have to know what you're doing to count these, and I don't know if anybody.
But I'm sure
in our
PK would know about the STV.
STV balloting.
If you don't mind being second to Joseph, so that we have someone impartial and not on the board, because right now it's Bill that's second.
Can we?
Are you familiar with STV voting? I mean, how to count them?
Yeah, she's been on the board. Yeah.
Well, I've been on the board. All I know is how to vote.
Well, I'm like, it's up to this board to decide
okay.
Who the judge and the second's going to be.
Okay.
I vote to support Bill as a counter.
So, you know,
yes.
Theoretically, it shouldn't matter. This is public. Anybody can watch.
Right.
And I've got a copy of the handbook going on STV. If anybody has a question, so, and I'd be glad to explain, and Joseph's good to the process if there's any questions.
Okay. You want to vote on not having Bill participate in the counting?
No, we can just vote if people would like Bill, who is a member,
okay,
or PK, who also knows about STV and is not a board member.
I would move that all of them get to participate because, like Bill said, it's an open situation. We can all witness it.
Is that fine with you?
I don't think that the second, that's not about witnessing, though, is it? The second? It's more than that. It's like answering
questions.
You know?
Yeah, we can have
just one judge.
We can have 2 seconds.
Okay.
I don't think we can be cheating on voters.
You haven't been on the board
very long. All right. This,
I'm not even joking about
yeah,
that.
Request for information.
Yes, Ted.
Joseph should.
Roderick. Both of you, both, pardon me. Y'all are both out of order.
Joseph did a great job of covering the counting of the casting of the votes and the counting of the votes. What I'm asking is, how much time will each candidate be given to make their comments? And
that has been addressed.
And how much time will each of us be allowed to ask the candidates questions?
Can I
how long will they be allowed to answer?
Can I answer? Mr. Lark has moved, has motioned that candidates have 2-minute statement, 30-second questions, 2-minute answers, 2-minute closing statement, and not you are not required to use all your time. So, yes.
I suggest that we make, if 20 of us asked a question and each candidate was allowed 2 minutes to respond, that's too much. I would say the responses should be less than a minute.
Mr. Chair, may I appeal?
Yes.
Well, you guys seem to be so interested in expediency to the extent that you really don't even care about the damn process in terms of we only have 2 candidates likely, first off. Secondly, it's likely that you're only going to spend about, at best, 24 people. My experience after 11 years of being here is that only 11 or 12 have questions. So it's all, okay, it's okay to be concerned about time. But you ought to want to hear what the person who is going to run this foundation's local station board has to say and experience and all other things. So expedience has its place. But you're taking it a little too damn far.
Okay, Mr. Lark, if you have 2 minutes statement, 30-second question, and then a 1-minute answer, and then a 2-minute closing statement, I think that's ample time. Has anybody seconded the motion to amend the motion?
I seconded.
It's been seconded.
Can I have a substitute?
A
substitute motion, yes, to the process. Okay. So, you know, almost all of us have worked with each other for a long time. We know each other. I move that we have a 1-minute statement by each candidate. And nobody asks questions other than the people who are new to the board. And they get 1 question each. And then you can use your joins time limit for that. If this is the first time you've been on the board,
it's franchising tonight.
Because, you know, otherwise, we'll be here for 3 more hours.
Yes, ma'am. That's
true. Completing the elections.
Yes.
For those of us that are new, what they can do is send over a nice little small bio. You can add it onto a sheet of paper. We can read it. And when you speak, you can speak for about 30 seconds, and then if we have questions, we can ask. But most of you just put it on a sheet of paper. Send it over, that way we can read it, and we don't have to spend a lot of time for them talking 5 or 10 minutes about
their
life.
Okay, well, it's not going to be five minutes. A substitution.
What's the substitute motion?
No Q&A, 1-minute statement for each candidate. No Q&A except for people new to the board. May ask a question.
I'll second that.
No.
The substitute amendment has been seconded.
No. Yes.
I would like to speak against the motion.
Speak.
The suggestion that only new members who don't know the ins and outs of this organization may not have the skill to ask the kinds of questions that those of us who have been around this organization for many years. And it is a violation of due process to deny members of this body the right to talk.
Okay, I hear you. Bill, will you withdraw that substitute amendment and so we can go with Teresa's amendment?
Okay, what was Teresa's amendment?
Well, because
it would still take too long for her.
Well,
my motion was that the responses to the questions be limited to 1 minute.
Right. Instead of 2 minutes. That's a very minor. Yes, Mr. Willis.
Please go ahead and withdraw the motion. Let's go with Mr. Lark's motion because I think everybody here in the building really don't want to overdo a questioning process. I think we all have common sense. So therefore, as such, just a few people may decide to interrogate the person that's there.
Right.
And I think, as you can see around this place, most people are quiet.
Okay.
It's just about 2, 3, 4, 5 people that are constantly talking. So I think it is prudent that we give Mr. Lark his desire, go ahead and open it up, and thereafter, I'm pretty sure we'll go pretty darn fast.
Okay.
Can I have a clarification?
Yes.
So the only difference between Dwayne and Teresa's motion is that Teresa is asking for 1 minute question and answer.
One minute answer, I believe.
And Dwayne's is 2 minute answer.
Right, right.
But everything else is the same.
Yes.
I'll withdraw as long as we can revisit this after the board, after the officer elections. If this doesn't go smoothly,
yes,
they need it.
Right. Let's go in more.
Two statements. Could I go back over
Mr.
Lark?
Yes, ma'am.
The point of procedure is 8, is public comment.
Oh, thank you.
Is it 8?
It is.
Okay, real quickly. Mr. Lark's motion is that you get a 2 minute opening statement, 30-second question, 2 minute answer, and 2 minute closing statement.
Yes,
we got it closed with this.
Okay. All right, it's public comment time. Do we have a list?
Yep.
8 people.
32? 4?
4, yeah, 3.5 minutes.
Four.
Well, 32. 3.5 minutes apiece. Okay, PK?
8:30.
PK?
Yeah.
Thank you.
How many of us are there?
8. Yeah, 3.5 minutes.
Okay. I can do it in 2.
Okay.
Yesterday I was getting my oil changed, and a guy runs in terrified because 4 guys were after him. And I watched him for about a minute beat the crap out of him. And there were people that didn't kind of know what to do, and I'm not saying what I did was the right thing to do, but I got up yelling that they needed to stop and kept moving forward. They tried to tell me that the guy stole something, and I said that then we'll call the police. But since he's down there on the ground bleeding, everybody's going to jail. And that kind of made some sense. It got through that punishment for one would happen for all. With this division, the punishment is not the same. We treat different people better because we know that group of people. And all this board does is switch majorities. And when it switches majority, the people not in the majority have a hissy fit. They have a hissy fit. So it's not one group of people to new people, because I was on this board, and my work is reconciliation and conflict resolution. That's what I do for a living. We're not going to change this until the meetings that are in secret that happen before this meeting starts stop setting the rules. The decisions that were made before we came to this meeting don't make it fair. And the lack of access, equal access, is missing. If you already know what the vote's going to pretty much be and who's going to say what. And don't say it doesn't happen. Because even though I thought that meeting with other people that were like-minded for fairness, it ended up being the same, especially when we had a mole in our group that really wasn't for peace. She was really working for the other side. There's some great things that can be happening, great things, over the next year, within this year. Bring in membership, and once we increase membership, people aren't going to be able to stack the deck anymore. Once we start bringing in money, people aren't going to be able to stack the deck anymore. Because it'll be community, and community evolution. But I know that there are people that are trying not to let that happen. And it's not because of the station. It's about taking over the foundation.
Time. Thank you. Coach Cortez?
No, well, can I just end with this last thing you gave me?
Sure.
30 seconds.
Well,
he's giving you 3.5 minutes. So.
The bottom line is that there are some of us who do know what is happening in the background with the, you know, the suing and the people trying to buy things that don't belong to them. But there are those of us in the community that are working for KPFT. And those people that are working for KPFT, this may be the last time you ever have them, because they're sick of this.
Mo Cortez.
How much time do I have?
2 minutes, okay. 15 seconds. Okay. I'm sorry, it's 2 minutes, 35.
I guess give me a 30-second, last 30-second warning.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what I said. So I'm just kind of echoing what PPA just said, that, you know, several board members have been on and off, you know, on and off the board several times over the course of the years. And, you know, I like to say as a community member, you know, I am, I, you know, I see like an incoming of truth that, like, it's mostly white people. There's, I see there's 26 people around here, and there's 15 white people, and I see maybe, I'm a millennial, right, so maybe I see maybe one other millennial here. Like, how are we going to keep this station sustainable? How are we going to bring in the money? How are we going to bring in the revenue? How are we going to, you know, bring in the drive and passion of the youth to not only just, you know, bring the diversity and inclusion that's important, but also just make it sustainable and keep this organization going. So I challenge you that have been on and off the board and don't have a priority on inclusion and diversity to step down today. Because, you know, I can see where you're at. Like, you've been on and off the board several times, and you have, you're very beautiful. You're coming from a place of fear that if you leave this board, if you step down and you take down your watch and let new people come in, that it's all going to just go into the hit iceberg, right? And get horrible. But no, I want you to come from a place of courage and trust the community and step down and be an agent of change, because only you can make this board better, and only you can help this station get its act together, right, and pay for its debts. So, again, I'm a broken record. If you don't care about inclusion and diversity, and you don't care about the future, step down now. Save your time and save us time. Thank you so much.
I want to give praise to our new interim general manager for the conduct of the meet and greet this past week. Getting us off to a good start. And although my opinion of the chair's conduct of the last meeting is that he was mostly fair and patient in conducting the meeting, but one little detail of criticism: at the end of the executive session, we were voting on a there was a motion to remove a member, which is why we're having an executive session. And there was a motion do away with that and accept a change. But he made a a voting move to that he coupled with another issue so that the move to do away with the moving the venue was also, member was also coupled with a punishment of that member by banishment of that member from the meeting, although it was a moot point because the meeting ended a minute later anyway. But I'm just saying as a procedural thing, the two issues should not have been bundled together, and that's why I voted no on it. But anyway, let's get off to a good start this year and learn from the past and learn from each other, communicate, be transparent, etc. Thank you.
Okay. Chuck.
Hello, I'm Chuck Baxter. I'm a longtime listener. I've been involved in the station one way or another for many years. My involvement with the station is waning now, but I've come here to speak to y'all and speak to y'all about something that's a little bit personal. It's not actually impinging upon directly about the station or conducting the station affairs. But it's news of one of us. I feel that I want to come and tell you that I've been failing trying to be a friend and a companion to Cliff Smith, a longtime staff member. He is he's impaired and he's attested, and I'm come to tell you where you might come to find him or call him on the telephone, for I have been the only person come visit him for the last year, and I could use some help. I'm here to tell you that Cliff Smith now resides at 5121 Shreveport. It's behind Cashmere High School. His phone number is 832-364-4451. And it would mean so much to him.
Can you say that number again?
The number, Cliff Smith's phone number is 832-364-4451. He may not be able to keep the phone charged, but I can assure you, the bill is paid. Thank you so much for your time, and God bless you all.
Thank you.
Tom.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the time. Ladies and gentlemen, I got a taste of this board. I had an opportunity to be on board, and I was grateful for that. What I'm not grateful about was being removed from this board. I was seated by the previous chairman, and I was under the impression that I was going to be a member and do the right thing for KPFT. I have nothing against nobody. Mr. R, I want to thank you for helping me. Mr. Boney, I hope that we are going to be successful in the year 2020, and I welcome KPFT. Paula, I agree with you 100%. This bickering with this board has got to stop. In 21 months, KPFT will not exist unless we do something about revenue for the station. It's constant bickering of who's going to be on the board, who's going to do this, who's going to do that. Like I said, that's got to stop. We all need to work together as a team. The last time I was here on LSB, previous year, I mentioned that. Teamwork. The racism has got to stop also. And the violent confrontation has got to stop. If you don't start working together as a team, nothing is going to be accomplished. The chair has the authority to make the rulings, okay? You make a motion to the chair, and then you vote on it. Move forward, not backwards, not sideways, okay? Don't have a left, don't have a right. That's wrong. Follow Robert's rules of order and follow the bylaws. Like I said, nothing else is going to get done. unless we work together as a team. Thank you.
Robert Halper.
My son. The only thing I ask for y'all is to put my dad back on the board. That's the only thing I ask for y'all to do. It wasn't right for y'all to take him off the board. He's been to the KPFT show for a long time, and I support the KPFT show. I think it's a really excellent show and a great radio station. I only ever asked y'all for him back on the board. Okay? I will appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Anissa?
Well, a new year, a new group of people in a way, but not quite. I'm a frequent bus rider in Houston. I was like, my judgment of how well we're doing is if I can ask a person sitting beside me, do they listen to KPFT? And as long as I don't get looked upside the head like I'm speaking a foreign language, I figure we're doing good. However, most bus rides, it's very hard to find a fellow listener. There are posters when I ride the bus talking about, you know, don't double light up before you get on the bus, you know, and they always have that food warning of you cannot eat or drink on the bus. Nobody listens to that warning. I don't think anybody has ever been enforced for that warning. How great would it be if we could have a poster board on top of the bus, in the bus, you know, sitting above the handicap rows even, or maybe in the back, that says, you know, that has our station, that has, you know, the station number. Maybe toss in a few programs or not. I don't know how, you know, as far as the pricing. I guess we'll have to talk to somebody at Metro, but I think we should make moves towards getting our name out there. We want, we're saying we want a younger demographic and a younger audience. We should be advertising where the students are. We should be at TSU. We should be at U of H. We need to be at the lower income schools that we want our future leaders to rise from. And especially since this is January and Martin Luther King, I think that's more than appropriate.
Mr. Davis.
Hey, John. My name is Joseph Davis. I've served this board for 20 years. I was on the national board for a year. And of course, I've seen more factional, and I appreciate some of the comments that have already been made. They're so very true. And what I want to tell, especially the people who haven't been on this board before for long, is the worst thing that happens to this foundation is people who tell you what to think and tell you what the rule is. Someone who says, well, I'm the chair and I'm making a ruling. The chair's power is limited to running these meetings and facilitating and making sure that the rules of the foundation are obeyed. And nobody, look to your left or your right, I don't care. That person is neither your friend or your enemy. Your job here, each and every one of your job, is to represent the best interests of the foundation. And the foundation has a mention. If you go to Article 1, Section 2 of the bylaws, read that mission for yourself. Because we don't support any program, we don't support news, we don't support music, we support the mission of the foundation, which provides for those things in its own way. And it's not up to us to decide who we like, if we don't like, who our friends are. It's up to us to do what the mission of the foundation is. And right now, the biggest problem we have is money. And what Denise just pointed out, we're unknown. Who knows who the heck we are in this town? They should know, because anyone who listens loves us. So let me tell you something. There's two things. Over there, I got a copy of Robert's Rules of Order, and I got a copy of our bylaws. And each and every one of you have probably been told by someone else in this room what they mean. And if you believe anything they tell you, you're a fool. It's up to each and every one of you. And you are a lady I've not seen before. please, I want you and everyone else on this board who has not inform yourself. It's one book and one set of rules. It is not. Everybody here probably has a college degree. I've read 200 books that thick, and you can do it. And it's when you do that, that more than anything else protects this foundation. Because you know something? We can disagree about how we're going to do our getting our publicity up. We can disagree on how we're going to do our finances. But we have to have a common ground where we work. Because all this strife that happens in this room is caused by people lying to try to get their way. Well, there's going to be, you know, human beings are going to try to push as far as they can to get whatever they get. That's going to happen. I've seen it happen on both sides. Nobody's free and guilty in this room. But at least it sets us a baseline. Without that as a baseline, we're lowly lost, and that's why we get nothing done. And we may not get everything we get done if everybody here spends that little time and energy it takes to follow the bylaws and the rules, but it gives us at least a little bit of solid ground to stand on while we try to get some work done. So I demand you do that. Let me tell you one other thing. Article 3, 7, Section 3 establishes what your duties on this board are. And Article 7, Section 4 establishes that the PNB is limited in what it can do. Your powers are real. The PNB can't just override what you do. Only if you violate the bylaws or the law can they do it. You have powers that are real. Take them seriously, please. And my time up, sir?
No, sir. 10 seconds.
All right. So my last thing is I'll say the most important things is right now we're in a financial crunch. Everybody needs to pay attention to the finances. Don't let anyone tell you what it is.
Okay.
You get involved. The second thing is what Anissa said. We need to become known. We need some advertising, so please take that as your second priority. That's my opinion. Just my opinion.
Mr. Chair, there's 10 minutes left.
Yes.
There's 10 minutes left in the whole shaboom. 10 minutes remain. Second round.
Yes, Mr. Ryan.
Just in a matter of public comment, I'd like to acknowledge the passing of Rosie Leach.
Oh.
Pat and Rosie Night Sound was a staple for many years at KPFT, and Rosie passed away this week. And say a prayer for Pat. He's got a lot of medical issues, including a broken hip. He's about to be released for home care, and when I spoke to him, he said, Rosie is my home care.
Right. So,
say a prayer. Thank you. Pardon my indulgence.
You can extend the time to any of the remaining members who did finish their thoughts.
Okay, anybody who spoke and didn't get to finish your thought, they ran out of time, would you like to speak some more? We have 9 minutes, I think.
I just would like you all to try and think about the person sitting next to you as your co-worker, your co-facilitator. You are not enemies on this board, and you're not supposed to be enemies on this board. You're supposed to work together. There are too many damn secrets in here, and some of them are fast becoming not secrets. You're going to find sometimes that you ended up voting for your own destruction, just like those people who are mesmerized by a man who says God is on our side. There's a quick story I'll tell you to just eat up this minutes for the community. A little boy loved being with his grandmother, and he was excited this one evening that he and his grandmother were going for a walk. And when she saw him and he was so giddy, she said, what's going on? And he said, I have a secret. And she said, you do? Can you share it with me? And he's like, I want to. I have to. And so they go somewhere with just the two of them, and he tells her, God loves me best. That was his secret. And she chuckled, and she said, guess what? That's my secret, too. And isn't it great that God is so wonderful that he makes us all feel like we're loved the best? KPFT is for everyone. You represent not one community, but communities within communities. It's not about black people or white people. It's not about even just where you live. This station belongs to the people. KPFT is for everyone. And there's a little bit of something for everyone. So that we all feel like KPFT loves me best. I am KPFT. And don't you forget it. And I'll never forget that you too are KPFT.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Since I have a chance to add something, I would point out that I do think we should understand something very, very real and unfortunate. When the Kazuka Foundation was set up, basically FM radio was worthless. What has happened now is these licenses that we hold, these five stations, are worth on the order of $100 million each. We're sitting on an incredibly valuable resource. So the truth is, there are people out there who want to take these things and use them for own corporate profiteering purposes. And they're not evil. They just don't care about what the foundation was set up for. They're not interested in that. They have their own mission. And you think this board and every board isn't infiltrated by at least a few people who are here to create chaos and dysfunction and everything else to prevent us from doing our work. You don't believe that. Remember, some of this is intentional. Some of it is just personalities and silly arguments. But again, as I said again before, our bylaws and Robert's Rules of Orders is the one tool that we have that can give us some firm ground to stand on. So I beg of you, each and every one of you, to learn how parliamentary proceeds. I never have done any of this kind of stuff before. This stuff is horribly difficult for me. But I found out how it works. And I found out, you know what's more important than the chair? Your rights as a member. And your rights as a member. And your rights as a member. Your right, your membership rights are one of the first things that comes up in this. And if you'll notice, what in Article 16 of the bylaws, it basically says our bylaws are everything that is in Robert's Rules of Order that the bylaw says is in some other way. So this is our little thing. So people ought to think that this is second. This is the foundation we work on. You learn that. You learn this. And know the little things, and we just witnessed people maneuvering, parliamentary crap going on. The more knowledge each and every one of you have about how that happens will allow you to know when to say, this argument should stop, or to know when that argument is legitimate. So again, you want to cut down that kind of crap that happens in this room? Know this stuff, each and every one of you. I don't care what side you're on. I don't care who you like and don't like. You're on this board. It's your job. Take it seriously. I'll shut up.
Thanks. 4 minutes remaining.
No, I'm going to decline tonight. The animosity in this room is enough for me to easily just sign up to speak. That doesn't include everything.
Well, I have Mr. Hoyt first, and you're doing it.
Yes.
Can I speak? I'm out of. I'm out of
I don't know what. I don't know.
I don't know what the
agenda.
I'm with the agenda.
It's for the public.
Okay.
Let me just go back.
3 minutes remain.
It's 9:30.
Yes.
If no one wants to speak, I think if no one objects, we
have to. Any objections? Going back to the agenda.
No.
Okay.
Any
news from
Clear Lake,
Galveston?
No?
Yes,
still there. I don't know. I mean, we can still do this if there's enough people, 2/3. But can we, instead of going to the delegates assembly at 8:30, go to it at maybe 9 so we can get the chair?
Well, we're going to go to Mr. Judon Boney's remarks now, and then we're going to go to the try to elect a chair for this, so I can get out of this
thing. Before defamation, I'm confused. I'm really eager to hear your comments, but we didn't hold our officers' elections last meeting. If we use this process that was proposed by Mr. Lark, and each of those four offices for this board is contested, that'll be 88 minutes for each, for just the four officers. That's if they're contested. We have to be out of the building by 10. Can't we conduct these elections? I thought that was supposed to be priority number one tonight.
It's next on the agenda. Well, yeah, we're gonna hear Mr. Dion Bonnet, then we're gonna get
for
to
20 minutes.
Don't ask any questions, and be fast.
Well, is there? I don't understand.
Why are we doing it?
I understand this, but where does it say it's, we're gonna move the GM report up? I'm confused.
Number 9.
Yes, ma'am.
20 minutes.
When we have this problem, we can vote, like you said.
Yes.
We can hear the general manager. We can elect officers. But what we can do, we can accept, we can next Wednesday, we can have a continuation meeting.
No. Are there any objections to hearing Mr. Judon Boney now?
No.
No objection.
Well,
no.
We're going to go back to 7 after that? Yeah, we're going to go to the elections right after that.
Okay.
And we're going to get that.
Okay, let's go. We don't waste any more time talking about it.
Amen.
The floor is yours, sir.
Thank you. I'm going to curtail my report to what I think are the critical things that the board needs to know right now and be available to answer some questions. First of all, let me just say thank you. I feel privileged and honored to be serving as the interim general manager. I have the greatest respect for Pacifica and KPFT. I think it's a very critical institution at this time. So this has become the focus of my personal work. Secondly, my appointment was official December 4th, so this is basically 4 weeks. For 3 weeks, I did not have an office at KPFT because in the personnel matter concerning the previous IGM, Pacifica ordered that the office be sealed and locked until that matter was concluded. So I was working out of my home office at home. I just say this because people say, well, where is it? At home, working, because there was not a computer or space available for me to work at KPFT at that time. That has been remedied. That's fine. We're up and running. Secondly, over the course of these 4 weeks that I've had a chance to just devote myself and all of my resources to KPFT, I have seen much, I have witnessed much, and my understanding has deepened of the challenges that faces this organization. Now, I've been building and organizing and managing and administering organizations for 50 years. There's some deep issues with Pacifica and KPFT. They're not staff issues, they're board issues. Not to say we don't have issues on the staff, but the deeper problems are the leadership, and not always the present leadership. Some of the past leadership, some of the culture that has emerged from sometimes the rules are followed, sometimes they're not. Sometimes in the well-intentioned effort to just do the common sense thing, the policy and procedures get thrown off. And then the other folks said, well, they didn't have to do it that way. Why are you trying to follow the policy procedure now? So, what I have said, and will memorialize in writing, is that I, as the IGF, for as long as I'm here, will follow all of the SEC rules, regulations, and guidelines, all of the bylaws and articles of the existing bylaws, all of the policies of KPFT, and as long as I'm here, the staff, and yes, I respect you, and every volunteer to follow them as well. That's going to be my Bible. I'm going to call it like I see it. I like to hear both sides. I'm willing to listen, whether I agree or not, but I've got to move along.
and get stuff done. Some people's feelings are gonna be hurt. I don't mean anything. I came into this with no axe to grind, no side to be on, just I thought it was an opportunity to do some very, very important work at this day and time. It has been one of the most challenging tasks. And I've done a lot of hard, hard things. I had no idea. I had no idea. But let me flip to the other side. I have not seen very many organizations with as much talent, as much commitment, so much creativity. I don't think you realize what you have or what we have. And just like you said, Mr. Joseph, I understand the value of the property, the license, the market, because this is my profession. I've done this, I know this. There's extraordinary value of Pacifica and KPFT. And to the extent of my capacity and my abilities and my resources and my network, we're gonna be here for another 50 years. This is the 50th year celebration, commemoration of the existence of Pacifica and KPFT. Now, some of you are a little younger than to realize what was going on 50 years ago in this country in 1965 when Malcolm was assassinated, in 1968 when King was assassinated, when I think it was also 1968 that Bobby Kennedy was assassinated. We thought the country was coming apart, but we're still here 50 years later. Understand the global situation. I lived through the Vietnam War, two Iraq wars. Whatever's going on now, I know we can do it, and I understand the singular importance of KPFT and the Pacifica Network toward that effort. So to me, it's something to live, fight, and die for. To me, it's critical to the history and the current reality of what's confronting our people. Now, I can get some more into that later. Let me tell you some of the facts. There are going to have to be, and there will be some things done differently. Let's talk about money. We're going into a major fund drive. I think it's January 23rd. You may remember the old model where volunteers would come in, people would pitch on the air. Sometimes they weren't the best people to pitch. Why would we not put our best people to pitch? Sometimes they didn't quite know what to say because they'd not been trained what to say. Sometimes, even though we gave them a script, don't vary from the script. They said, well, I've got an idea. Let me try it this way. No. No. I know one of the points of evaluation is going to be, how much money did you raise? And it won't matter that I say, well, you know, the economy went down, or this didn't work. You're going to say, Mr. Boney, but you didn't get the money raised. So if I'm going to be held accountable, and I understand and accept that, then please trust me and let me do it my way. Now, so let me let you know the new way. We're not going to be accepting phone calls at the radio station where people say, I want to make a donation to KPFT and write down that credit card information. You know why? It's illegal. You've been violating the law for almost 10 years or however long you've been doing that. It's a federal law. It's called PCI, Pay Credit Information. We don't want, the federal government has outlawed, it has prohibited private nonprofit organizations from collecting or being in the chain of custody of people's credit card information. It doesn't mean you intended to do anything wrong, but you don't know. So in an abundance of caution, The federal government has passed a law. That is illegal. I will not do anything that is illegal or let you if it comes through my authority or my purview. Now, let me tell you what we are going to do. There is a company that does this for a living, that people can donate to KPFT in about three ways. You can go to the website, click, I want to donate. You put your own information in the computer, hit submit, and there the money flows. You can pick up your smartphone, type in KPFT in Google, hit it, and then you can put your own information in and make a contribution to KPFT. There's a third way. When people call in from the fund drive, they'll be given a number to call. And that number would go to this company that does this professionally. It is their core business to collect that information of the credit card and they enter it into a computer. Then that computer tracks right back to our computers and we're seeing the results real time. And we're not involved and we don't have to do what? Data entry. Well, we have the opportunity to make an honest mistake and get a number wrong and miss the money. Let me just tell you something else. Virtually every nonprofit radio station, broadcast station that does fund drives is using that company. We're probably the last one to get on board. There's a cost associated. It's about $2.50 per pledge. So if we get just a $25 donation, and we have to do better than that, we still get $23.50. Our legal status is protected. It is more efficient. There are less chances for mistakes and errors on well-meaning, well-intentioned people's part. Okay? That's what we're doing this year. Now, I know that some of you say you want to be involved. Now, you know, y'all probably don't know me pretty well, but we're going to find out because there's plenty to be done. If there are some people who want to volunteer during the fund drive period, we're going to put two computers in the conference room and two phones, not to receive calls, but to make calls. I know about 150 people in my network, and if you call and say, I'm calling from KPFT, and Judah Boney gave me your number, our new interim general manager, so I could call and ask if you would make a donation to KPFT. And I suspect, and I'd be willing to challenge you, that you know at least 10 or 20 people in your own individual network. Come on, we got to get off the dime now. That's one thing you're not going to be able to do is play with me, because I'll come toe to toe. If you really think we got a money problem, and we do, if you really want to help, and I hope and believe that you do, first it starts with me. So I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to make a $100 contribution to KPFT out of my money. That's a start. Now, the boards that I serve on and chair were give money or get money. That was the primary reason they asked me to be on the board, not to run the organization. I chair the International Festival Foundation, a $3 million organization, but to make suggestions, help out with relationships where I could, if I could support this. What do I know about putting on a festival? That's not my core business. How many of you are professional communicators in radio, television, and broadcasting? Come on now. Oh, thank you. Well, at least one of them. Two.
Wait.
Three. But you get my point.
Mm-hmm.
You get my point.
Yeah.
I listen to every single suggestion because I know I'm not the only smart person in the world, might not be the smartest person in the world, and good ideas come from everywhere. Most of the things that have been suggested by the CAB, we already implemented. We are reaching out to a youthful audience. We're redesigning and tweaking what we're doing with HD2. But I'm going to get back to that because I'm going to stay on this money. But let me tell you why I'm going to put that off for a minute. Thank you. You start change, and people say, we want change. We want new programming. Well, then somebody got to come off the air. Nobody wants to come off the air. We said, we're going to leave that alone for a minute and see if we can't stay on this money so we don't get all twisted not doing what's first, second, and third most important to do. Now, so that's how we can accept your help. Thank you. All right. Pitch people. We know the very few people, you can know there's some people that really know how to sell. They know how to sell cars, talk you out of your pants. Some people are really good at that. Others are not. That's not their gift. And so we've identified some people that we know how to pitch and fit with the programmer for that pitch. So is Ted the best person to pitch for Juvenile Gone in front of the front line? He'd probably be all right, but I think that's probably not the best person. So the staff is thinking who's the best person to pitch with Egberto with his listening audience. So we got that covered. But let me tell you what the pitch is. Our first thing that we're driving into everybody's people's head is the mission and the purpose of KPFT and Pacifica Radio. That's where we'll start. Because what makes our radio station and network important is what we said we are and what we said we were here to do. That's what gives us value. Not because it's some equipment over there on 419 Love, playing some music and talking. We got that all around. So we start there. Then we tell them what we do well and what we've done that's good. People invest their money in things that they believe are working. We are not going back into the past and talk about whatever decision that was made or why about the Empire State Building, about the, we're not going to do that on our own radio station. It doesn't make any sense if we're trying to raise money. If you want absolution and confession, there's another place down the street, a church. You can go in there and do that. If you want to have a session, a retreat, we can do that, but not during fun drive. That's going to be the pitch, and it's going to be built and shaped around that. Now, let me give you some good news. We have a silent fun drive from Thanksgiving, Giving Day, brought forward. We made 90% of our goal. 90% of our goal. Our goal was $50,000. We raised $45,000. We are handling our business at your radio station, our radio station, and the staff. Help if you can and if you will. But please let us do this work because we are the staff is underpaid, overworked, and if anybody knows me and anybody's ever worked for me, you know that I'm in there pulling and pushing and kicking even harder. So we got to treat them well since we don't pay them well. I would submit the same for each of you. This is free work. This is free work. I won't be on the board to suffer abuse and disrespect with my time. But now that's between you. I was not brought here to fix the board. I was brought here to run the radio station. And I'm clear about it. You got to fix the board. I can help you, but that's your task. I'm going to focus on the radio station. So that's my money report. Let me give you a second money report. We met with AT&T today. You guys have been paying about twice as much as you've been supposed to be paying on your phone bill for God knows how long.
Yep. Yep.
Well, it's not about to be cut almost in half.
Thank you.
So $40,000 a year goes to $20,000?
Pardon me?
$40,000 a year will shrink to $20,000 a year?
Whatever it is we're paying on the phone bill is going to be cut close to, if not actually half. I've already met with the reps. We're coming back to me because I need the engineer there to make sure before we make a choice and a decision to do something technical that all of the information technology people are lined up as well with the business manager to find it. So we make collective decisions and we bring all that collective experience there. Now we got some other really, really bad problems. The building needs to be rewired. That's about a $4,000 or $5,000 job. We don't have the money to do that. But it's a fire hazard. If we don't get the electric, I appreciate everything that we've done to patch it and hold it together, but it's a stuttered state of affairs. A lightning strike from severe storm or just an electrical fire and boom, we've lost the station. Second thing, the information is not backed up in the cloud from our servers and from our data. If we lose our service, we lose it all, can't recover it. These are threats that will eliminate the organization or the mission that we're trying to accomplish. That's what I'm working on while I go try to raise some more money. So that's kind of the top of the line. Oh, I got a whole lot more. But I'll give you more
later. You're on radio, man.
But I just wanted to know some of the highlights of what we've been working on in 4 weeks, in 30 days. Wow. Now, I'm meeting with the engineer on Saturday. So let me just say this now, because I understand, y'all need to understand, I'm a very, very serious guy. Don't ask me where I am on Monday morning at 12 noon, when I've spent 4 hours of my Saturday with the engineer crafting a strategy and a plan to address that. If you want to know where I am and what I'm doing, pick up the phone and call me.
Great. What's your
number? Right here, 281-702-9988. Everybody else seem to have it.
Text.
I don't have it.
It's okay. I'm going to say it again. Or email me. I'm going to give you two emails. There are so many people calling me, texting me, meeting with me, that I almost don't have time to eat or get the other work done, which is the writing. That's all right. I signed on for that. So my number, my cell phone number, is 281-702-9988. Put it in a minute. It's on my personal website. It's on my personal email. I ain't trying to hide. I don't have anything to hide about. But I'm going to tell you this. The best thing to do is write me a text, write me an email, because I'm still trying to use this to process all this information and all this stuff I'm dealing with and all of that. And trying to, okay, what's the point? What is it you want me to do? Okay, that's what you want me to do. Okay, let's get that done so I can go to the next thing. My email address, my personal email, is jdboney@hotmail.com.
You still
okay, questions?
Jeff. We're out of time. We need to get on.
Extend 2 minutes?
No.
More questions?
We need to get on.
It's a very important question. That was not addressed in the last meeting.